Listen to this roster report for all the updates. Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and you're listening to the Ross Report Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's a snowy Friday right here at Gillette Stadium on March 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day. Today we have Brian Lowe, Tom Casale, Paul Brillo, and Andy Hart breaking it all down for you.
And another edition of the Patriots Roster Report. We've got a couple of wide receivers added to the team in free agency over the last week. When we came to you last week, we had quite a few moves to start out with, but Dante Stallworth and Kelly Washington have been signed. That makes three new wide receivers on the team. Obviously, wide receiver was a need going into this offseason for the Patriots. Rishe Caldwell, Troy Brown, they were the top two wide receivers last season for this team. How improved are the Patriots at this point at wide receiver? What kind of impact do these most recent signings have on the team?
Well, talent-wise, they're much improved. Dante Stallworth is a true number one talent who has just never been able to put it together with consistency due to injuries, maybe due to some immaturity, due to maybe a few different factors. But clearly he becomes the most talented guy on the roster at receiver. And if he can stay on the field and learn the offense, he's a guy I think that could put up huge numbers.
Yeah, from a talent standpoint, from a statistical standpoint, he's immediately their most accomplished wide receiver on the team, and he brings a downfield dimension that the Patriots don't really have. He immediately becomes probably the number one passing option. But when you add in, you know, Wes Welker and Kelly Washington, just from a diversity and versatility standpoint, do they have a makings of a pretty well-rounded wide receiving core now?
I absolutely think so, especially if health, works out in the Patriots' favor. That's the only drawback here, is that Stallworth's hamstring problems and Kelly Washington has battled some injuries as well. Welker's been a reasonably durable guy, but if you can get those three guys to factor into the mix, and now you push guys like Caldwell and Gaffney down the depth chart, because I agree with Andy. I think this is clearly an immense upgrade in talent, especially at the top. I think Stallworth is the best receiver Tom Brady has had since he's been the quarterback.
And I agree with that, but the one thing I'll say is it'll be interesting to see how the schedule shakes out and see how many tough games they got early, because as we saw last year, it takes some time. You know, it's going to take, with all these new guys, it's going to take Brady some time to get on the same page with them. And it'll be interesting because we know the Patriots have a tough schedule coming up to see how top-heavy it is, because I think that would hurt them rather than playing the better teams towards the end of the year.
News is they have a long they're here early in the offseason.
Yeah,
they have the whole offseason.
See, that's the big difference.
Then they have an extra preseason game and a long trip to China to get to know each other
right
on the plane.
They really
play some cards and really come together as a group.
I just think, though, they got to play on the field together, though, a little bit before they get that chemistry. I think we saw it with Caldwell last year. From the beginning of the season, as the season went on, I thought Brady started to trust him more.
Well, we saw Caldwell really spend a lot of time with Brian Daboll, the former wide receivers coach, and really put in the time. And I thought it certainly paid off. He had a pretty good year. Now, the other interesting thing with Stallworth and Washington, based on all the reports of the structure of their contracts, is that they really have to prove themselves in year one with the Patriots in order to trigger the future money that they would get at this time next year. So you're going to have the benefit. The Patriots should have the benefit of two guys really hungry to prove what they can do, both on the field, off the field. Stallworth mentioned, his inclusion in the league drug program, that, you know, that's all in the past. But he has an opportunity now to prove that any off-the-field or on-field worries are in the past. So do you feel like that makes a big difference, that they're still really playing for the contract this year?
I think that's relevant, especially with Washington and Stallworth. They have to go out and produce. Now, I'm not saying that these guys are in a situation in their careers they need to produce anyway, especially Washington, because he's really hasn't done a whole lot the last couple of years. Stallworth, it's just been a matter of the hamstring. You know, his production has always been solid when he's been on the field. Trouble with him is he misses three or four games, or parts of three or four games anyway, every year. So, yeah, you have a situation where you have big money, you have that dangling carrot, and that's with the situation that Belichick tries to create, is those competition positions every year. It didn't exist last year. There was plenty of competition among the wide receivers, just
right.
Wasn't good.
Right.
You know, this year, you know, it's light years ahead in terms of the overall talent. And just to put in perspective what Tom was talking about in terms of getting familiar, Andy joked and said they have that long trip to China to get to know each other. Well, the only one that would have been on that trip to China last year was Caldwell.
Right.
All the other guys weren't there. Gabriel hadn't even arrived yet. Gaffney was not even a glimmer in the eye of Belichick at that point.
He was with Stallworth and the Eagles at that point,
wasn't he? So, I mean, there's a lot that can be accomplished in terms of getting that rapport going between now and preseason, and it will develop even further in the preseason on the field, like Tom said.
And the one thing I'll add about the Kelly Washington is that we're all looking at him as projection because, you know, we kind of say, well, Jabbar Gaffney's nothing. Well, if you look at their NFL careers, he's a Pro Bowler compared to Kelly Washington.
Right.
I mean, he was good in college as a junior. He hasn't really done much in the NFL. He has athletic ability. So I think the thought is if you get him in here working with Tom Brady, maybe you can catch lightning in a bottle. But so far, he hasn't been able to quite reach his potential.
Right. Is there still a spot for Troy Brown on this team if he definitely is not going to retire and still wants to play? Could there be a role for him still here?
I think so. I mean, if it was my decision, yes, because I think he's more valuable than a guy like Gaffney, who we may have seen the height of his success for this team in the playoffs, whereas you bring in Troy Brown. He had, coming off his best season in maybe 5 years, stayed healthy all year, still played defensive back, so that's obviously an extra little nugget to his value there, being able to play defense and special teams. So I would bring him in. I don't know how Belichick will feel about
it. Can I ask you, and this is probably not a roster report podcast kind of a question,
we'll let it slide.
Do you think that there should be any room for that? I mean, provided that he can help. I'm not saying that you make a charity case out of him if you don't think he can help.
But I don't think he's a charity case because I think he's better than Jabbar Gaffney, and I think Jabbar Gaffney's in the mix.
Therefore,
I would take Troy Brown. Plus, yeah, it's a nice little story because he's Troy Brown, and he's done a lot for the team.
That's what I'm asking. Should that count for anything?
I think it should.
As long as he can play.
I think Belichick has always done a good job of not falling victim to that too often.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is the case. I think we saw, if anything, he had a better year last year. His most recent season would say, you know what, he does have something left in the tank. But me personally, I would take him over Jabbar Gaffney just based on the two guys I watched play football last year.
Let's put it this way. I think it's telling where the ball went when key situations came up last year. Now, they weren't all successful, obviously.
Right.
And the most glaring ones that didn't succeed were the last two, against San Diego and against Indy. But he wasn't going for Jabbar Gaffney in those spots. He wasn't going for Rishay Caldwell. He was going for Troy Brown. Now, maybe this year with Stallworth and Welker and some of these other guys, maybe it's a total moot point. Troy Brown at best is a fifth receiver, and he's not going to return punts anymore, and there's no need to have him around. Who knows?
Do you think Troy Brown wants to do that, though, kind of be like the last receiver on the team? And
I don't know.
Maybe
he says he definitely doesn't want to retire, according to a source. If that's the case, then...
But do you think he would ever play for another team and maybe be the third receiver on another team and just kind of be, you know, buried on the depth chart here?
See, I'm not sure, though, at this point he can go somewhere and be a two or a three.
Maybe another team thinks that they can, you know, well, you get the veteran leadership in the locker room type.
I think he ends up buried in a place where he's not really happy. You know what I mean? At least here, he likes it here. He knows all the players. He's comfortable, all that stuff. I think you run the risk of going elsewhere. And yeah, maybe there's that little carrot. Oh, you might be our three. I think in all likelihood it'd be a four or a five somewhere else.
But that'll be an interesting thing going forward, this whole Troy Brown thing, because I don't think that's just any other player that you're dealing with here.
We saw that already. Mr. Kraft has already stepped in once.
Caused a big stink last year when that happened, so we'll see what happens this season.
Well, the wide receiver position is in focus right now because of the additions they made this week. We haven't even mentioned Chad Jackson in this discussion yet. We've talked about the three new players, Stallworth, Welker, and Washington. We talked about Caldwell and Gaffney. Jackson may or may not have a lengthy rehab from an injury at this point right now. If healthy, where would he fit into this mix at this point?
I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, we didn't really see anything from him last year in terms of production or being a valuable asset to the offense other than, and I know it sounds like a joke, but he came in and he blocked okay at times as a blocking wide receiver. I personally think he's probably going to start the year on PUP as he rehabs, as he comes back. There's going to be bodies at receiver, so there's no reason to force him out there early. And he's never shown you anything in the first place. So if he could get a little extra time to get it more and more acclimated to the system, you know, I still, as we know, going way back, fell in love with Chad Jackson. Trouble is, he hasn't really done anything since I fell in love with him.
It's an unrequited love. He hasn't fallen back in love with Andy.
Nope.
He's got a long way to go to get on the field here with all these new receivers.
And even if you didn't have that, the one big hope was what Andy talked about, that big year two jump, and you can throw that out the window. We're now hoping for the big year three jump because he can't possibly make the strides that we were hoping he would make without being able to work out all offseason. And at the best, he's healthy enough for training camp. He's not going to be healthy enough to take part in the offseason program.
No, right. He's not going to be out there with Brady in May doing passing camp. It's just not going to happen.
And that's when, especially for a rookie, you know, that first full offseason can be pretty important in terms of getting on the same page. So it's been an active first couple weeks of free agency. We've certainly had a lot to talk about on these roster reports. More to come next week. We'll see if the Patriots make any more moves up till next Friday when we join you again. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. Let's go back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. Remember to join us next Friday for an all-new Ross Report podcast and keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest news. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!